Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yamakisha. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, Keisha. I was checking my bank account, and I see two transactions from your company for $59.89. And I don't know how you got my bank information because I never called your company. I had never even heard of your company until seeing it here on my email, I mean my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. So can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to locate an account for you?
It's 24019. There was one transaction on May 9th, and the other one was June 7th.
You said May 9th and June 7th. Okay, so who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Mary Woods Carlos, and you can call me Mary.
You said Mary. What's your last name?
It's Woods hyphen Carlosi.
Okay, so Ms. Carlosi, for security purposes of the account, can you verify your mailing or shipping address?
Yeah, the mailing and shipping address is the same. It's 5213 Lancelot Lane, Northwest, Apartment 3, Roanoke, Virginia, 24019.
Thank you so much for that information. Give me a brief moment to load your account information up. So it looks as if, do you remember going online, entering or paying shipping and handling for a mixer?
Not a mixer. I had done a survey and it said that I had won a $500 Shell gift card, but there was a $1.95 shipping charge. Mm. So I did that, but then this other company, Dynasty Mail, took $89.95, so I'm fighting with them to get that back. The $1.95 is gone. It was non-refundable, and I don't care about that. $2 isn't going to make or break me. But unfortunately, my son died, and he didn't have any insurance.
I'm sorry to hear that.
All of that cost came out of pocket, so I can't be losing additional money. I mean,
Yes, ma'am. And my condolences to you on the loss of your son. Again, I do see here, it looks as if you entered some kind of contest for a mixer. It says a mixer. Maybe like you paid the shipping and handling, or you paid for the ticket to enter the contest to be able to win that mixer. And in doing so, you were enrolled in our services, which is the Bike Tub app. The Bike Tub app, that's like a meal plan app that focuses on using real foods to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. So how would you feel if I could just get this to you for $20 a month?
No, I don't want it at all. I don't need that.
Yes, ma'am, I can totally understand that. I can definitely get this account canceled out for you. So give me a brief moment.
Okay, can I get that money deposited back to me, or that's
$7, $8, $9, $10 Okay, so what I can do for you today... Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you today, I'm going to go ahead and get the account canceled out first so you will no longer be billed in the future, and then we can see what I can do in regards to getting your account refunded.
Okay. But the thing I sent the $1.94 for was to be a Shell card, not anything else.
Oh, it says a mixer here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally, I don't do those surveys that come through that. There's a couple of market research firms that I work with that I've had no problem with, but this thing seems to be that it sends my information to other places and I get all these charges.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no. Now, like I said, especially since I had to pay $17,000 out of pocket for the funeral. I mean, it's hard enough of it being a child, you know. I mean, he was 33, but still, you know, he was my firstborn, and, you know.
And again, I'm so sorry for the loss of your son.
Thank you. But we had 5 deaths this year. My old brother, my son, my husband's great-uncle and uncle, and brother-in-law's father-in-law. Just too many deaths, but none of them were COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did get your account canceled. Now let me get your account refunded, and then I'm going to provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, so I was able to get the account refunded for $59.89. You should expect that refund to hit your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So they're only refunding one of the fees, not both.
Yes, ma'am. I can only do up for the last transaction.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. At least it's some of it.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a piece of paper and pen available for your cancellation? Okay. Bear with me. It's loading slowly now. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Okay, so it's going to be C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
920.
924 628
So I have your account canceled out. You should no longer be charged in the future. I was able to refund your account for the $59.89. Please allow at least 3 to 5 business days for that to hit your account.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Yamakisha.
How do you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. It's YAMAKESHA.
SHA?
Yes, ma'am.
So you said 3 to 5 business days, so since it's Friday, Thursday, I should see it pop off?
Oh, let's see. Today's Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, ma'am. By Thursday, no later than Friday.
Okay. Thank you for your help. You have a great day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.